Well, Seanna, the Volvo fleet was welcomed back to Galway with traditional bonfires blazing in the night sky along the coast from the Aran Islands in the Atlantic to the docks in the city centre. First over the line was Spain and New Zealand's team camper at 1:45 a.m, followed in second place by France's Groupe AMA, Puma in third, Telefonica in fourth, Team Sanya in fifth place, and the UAE's Azam in sixth place. They crossed the finish line at 4:24 a.m. after 485 miles of tough conditions since departing Lorient in France at midday on Sunday. The Azam crew, which of course features Adil Khalid, one of the two Emirati sailors taking part in the race, was narrowly beaten into sixth place after they hit a lobster pot in the pitch black off the Aran Islands, of all things. They've said they're quite disappointed by that, but they are looking forward to the inshore race now on Saturday. Dawn was breaking when Azam sailed into Galway docks. Just after about 5 o'clock in the morning, they were greeted by a crowd of several hundred supporters who didn't let the light rain dampen their enthusiasm or spirits. Skipper Ian Walker took the mic while he was still on board the yacht and told the crowd he was delighted to be back in Galway and to see so many smiling faces. The team were then greeted by the Mayor of Galway, Terry O'Flaherty, and presented with gifts and champagne before a crowd of very hearty revelers, I must say. The President of Ireland will host a welcome party for the entire fleet later tonight. The Let's Do It Global organisers of the Galway Grand Finale have really built on the success of the 2009 stopover here with a week's festival of concerts, parties and an international expo which they hope will showcase Ireland's marine food innovation and green industries. Now, hundreds of thousands of people are expected to visit the city over the course of the week. It's worth an estimated $80 million to the local economy. For the Azam crew, however, though, they'll be taking the chance for a well-earned rest ahead of the grand finale inshore race on Saturday. Sarika Crowley for ARN News Centre at the Volvo Ocean Race finish in Galway.